Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This is the FCB Podcast Network. This is the Outlaws Extra.
Welcome to the Outlaws Extra. This is Darvio the Kingpin Morrow. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheOutlawsRadio. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Outlaws Radio. We have a very special guest with us today. He is Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose. They are rolling out a new initiative in the Secretary of State's office. It is the Public Integrity Division, and it's going to be dealing with issues of voter fraud, voter suppression, and some other issues as well that the secretary is going to talk to you about in just a little bit. So those of you who have listened to our Outlaws Extras, you know how this works. We're going to take a break now, and then when we come back, we're going to air the interview in its entirety. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Secretary Frank LaRose.
Yo, what's up? Bring the noise right here. Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. You are tuned in the Outlaws Radio Show.
Yeah, this is Chris Gotti, and you're listening to the number one radio show, The Outlaws. You heard me? Adventure Music supports Chris Gotti. Go check him out.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, comedian, actress Coco Brown, and you're listening to the Outlaws Radio Show.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, SNMJT, and I'm with Outlaws.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Outlaw Radio Show.
Welcome back. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you listen to this show on Apple, make sure you leave us a 5-star review and a comment. It's very important for the algorithm. And for those of you who have already done so, thank you oh so very much. And now let's get to our interview with Ohio Secretary of State, Frank LaRose. All right, we have a very special guest on the show today. He's been on this show before. He is the Secretary of State of our great state, Ohio, Frank LaRose. Welcome back, sir. How are you?
Darvio, it's great to be back. I'm traveling the state today with some exciting news. We're telling people about the creation of the Ohio, the Election Integrity and the Public Integrity Division of the Ohio Secretary of State's office. This is big news, and I'm looking forward to telling you all about it.
All right, let's jump right into it. What is it?
Yeah, so it has always been the responsibility of this office to investigate election fraud, or for that matter, voter suppression. Neither of those things are ever tolerated, right? They're both illegal. The good news is that both of them are rare. We're going to work to keep them rare in Ohio, and that's really what the creation of this new division is all about. We've also long had the responsibility of maintaining accurate voter rolls. That means making sure only citizens can register to vote. That shouldn't be controversial. Making sure that deceased people are removed from the rolls. cybersecurity work, auditing campaign finance reports, all that is stuff that this office has always done. So what I'm looking to do is consolidate all of those things into one function. We're calling it the Public Integrity Division, but then also growing this capacity by hiring some investigators. And here's why. In the past, it has always been the practice, if somebody reports to us that something's going wrong, we have to take somebody from the election division and ask them to look into it. Or maybe a county board of elections will have somebody look into it. But these aren't trained investigators. They're clerks. They're people that work at the BOE that maybe today they're stuffing envelopes to mail out absentee ballots. Maybe tomorrow they're training poll workers. But then we ask them to do an investigation. The problem with it is they're not trained investigators. They don't have the background to know how to conduct a proper investigation. And so oftentimes these cases never result in a prosecution, and bad guys don't get the justice they deserve when they break the law. So the whole hope here is that we can do a better job of enforcing Ohio's laws, really for two reasons. First, it's the right thing to do to enforce the law. But second, if Ohioans are more confident that their elections are honest, they're more likely to participate and know that their voice is going to be heard in an honest election. I've had some, particularly on the left, already start saying, oh, LaRose, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Well, I'll admit that it's rare. We have to keep it rare, and we have to reinforce to Ohioans that their elections are honest so that they know they can participate. I think this kind of thing can actually increase participation, cause more people to want to make their voice heard in our elections.
We're talking with Frank LaRose, Secretary of State of our great state of Ohio. And as you mentioned, obviously, the thing that's probably getting the most attention right now from this rollout is, of course, the fighting voter fraud aspect of it. But you also mentioned something earlier that it's also going to be fighting against voter suppression as well. Talk a little bit about that and talk a little bit about why that's important for this division to do that also.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just give you an example from 2020. And we've talked about this before. There was a racist, ugly, lying robocall that went out, one of these automatic phone calls that went out in 2020. It was targeting communities of color, and it was telling people that if they vote absentee, that the police can use that to find you and serve an arrest warrant, or that creditors can use it to track you down and make you pay past due debts or whatever else. Of course, none of those things are true. It's a complete lie. It was all in an effort to try to make people scared of voting. Well, thankfully, because we had partnered with leaders in the black community, specifically in the Cleveland area, they reported it to us right away. And because they recorded it and because we were able to get federal law enforcement involved, the bad guys that did this, and it's a crime, clearly, it's a big violation of law to do this, they were caught and they were charged. And so that's a good news story. But imagine a scenario where maybe federal law enforcement says, yeah, we don't have the time to deal with this, or we're not going to prioritize it. We want to have our own capacity to be able to dig into this so that we can then refer it to the county prosecutor or to the Ohio Attorney General's office, because the bottom line is we will not tolerate voter fraud, and we will also not tolerate voter suppression. Every voice needs to be heard in our elections, and that means that they're heard in an honest election. And that's the mission. That's the mission of this new division in our office.
Mm-hmm. So with this new division, walk me through what the process would be if someone saw an incident of whether it was voter fraud or voter suppression. What would the process be to report that, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, it even goes beyond just voter fraud and voter suppression, because this division will also have the responsibility of investigating campaign finance violations that occur. And there's an example here from, right in Northeast Ohio. There was a mayor, the Newburgh Heights mayor, was caught using campaign finance dollars to benefit himself. That's a clear violation of the law, but it took 7 years to catch the guy doing this and to actually get him prosecuted and convicted. This shouldn't take that long. And so, again, with this new capacity, we'll be able to investigate those kind of things much more quickly. So let's say somebody, we'll just use an example of, let's say somebody witnessed an individual forging signatures on a petition, right? That's illegal. You can't forge signatures on a petition. They call the county board of elections and report it, or they could report it to our office And we have a website, ohiosos.gov/public integrity. And right there, there's a form where you can report it. You can also call our hotline number, which is 877-SOS-OHIO. But when that report came into us, that would get referred to an investigator. Of course, the first thing they're going to do is look into the basics. Is this legit? Is it actually a crime? Is there a likelihood that this is worth investigating? But then once it gets through that basic triage, they're going to be able to start gathering evidence, maybe even subpoena some documents or put people under oath, advise them of their rights and put them under oath to take a sworn statement and to really start gathering information. Once they've completed their investigation at our office, we would then turn that over to either the Ohio Attorney General or the county prosecutor. Again, to continue this idea that maybe somebody was forging signatures on a petition, if the prosecutor gets a well-done investigation from us, then they can actually pursue criminal charges against that individual, because that's cheating, and that's not something any of us want to allow to continue happening.
Absolutely. We're talking with Frank LaRose, Secretary of State in our great state of Ohio. And you just mentioned about the mayor of Newburgh Heights who got into all of those issues, and you talked about how long it took for this all to come to a head. Why did it take so long prior to, you know, setting up this department? Was it just not streamlined? Was it too much bureaucracy? Like, what was causing kind of the gumming up of the works, if you will, prior to rolling out something that's streamlined like this?
Sure. Well, first of all, what we're talking about is basically a financial crime. It would be like somebody who's embezzling money or somebody who's engaging in money laundering. And, I mean, there are movies and shows about this, right? It's really hard to track down those kind of crimes. Oftentimes, you need to develop an informant. You need to have inside information that lets you know that it's occurring. And so those kind of things can be hard to track down. And especially in the case of election-related crime, the boards of elections don't have professional investigators. My office, up until now, didn't have professional investigators. And so when they would start trying to uncover evidence, they didn't have the expertise that a detective or an investigator would have. And those kind of things can take long to unravel. And then, of course, any county prosecutor, they don't want to bring something in front of a judge until they know they've got the case pretty well wired shut, right? They want to make sure they've gathered the good evidence that can actually get a conviction. No prosecutor wants to go in front of a judge and be told, hey, yeah, you don't have enough here. Come back some other time. Mm-hmm. And so that's why these kind of things took that long in the past. But again, with the creation of this public integrity division of the Ohio Secretary of State's office, we'll be able to investigate these kind of things much more efficiently, much more thoroughly, also much more quickly.
All right. So real quick, just so people have a clear understanding, go one more time over what the role of this division will be. As far as, like I said, we talked about voter fraud and voter suppression. What are the things that this department is going to be looking into?
Yeah, absolutely. And this whole list that I'm about to go through, these are things that are already the responsibility of this office. We're just going to be able to do them much better with the creation of this. So it is investigating campaign finance reports, not only auditing them, but when there's a sign that there could have been a crime, actually investigating to make sure that the public knows how politicians are raising money and how they're spending money, because we believe in that kind of transparency. It's what the law says, and it's what Ohio voters want. Next, maintaining accurate voter rolls. That means removing deceased voters from the rolls, working with our county boards of elections to make sure only U.S. citizens can register to vote. That's a part of this. The work that we do on cybersecurity, making sure that our boards of elections are ready to defend against the kind of online attacks that they face, these cyber criminals that have a variety of different ways of trying to cause problems for our boards of elections. It also includes, by the way, something that doesn't relate to elections. My office is responsible for new business filings and for notaries. You know, when you buy a car or whatever, they have to put that notary stamp on the document. Mm-hmm. Well, we would have to investigate if there was a report that a notary may not be following the law as well. And then, of course, the two things that we've been focusing on, issues of voter fraud or voter suppression. And naturally, those are the things that probably create the most attention and things that we would really focus on within this division as well. Again, all things that this office is currently responsible for, but with the creation of this division, we'll actually be able to make sure that the law is enforced much more thoroughly.
Right. Absolutely. All right, Mr. Secretary, let everybody know where they can go if they want to get more information about the new division. Also, let them know, you know, your information, your social media, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on basically all the different platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, et cetera. It's just at Frank LaRose, my name, FrankLaRose. The official Ohio Secretary of State website is ohiosos.gov, and the page for our Public Integrity Division is ohiosos.gov/public integrity. There's contact information. There's a form right on there where you can report things. As a reminder, if you're looking to get registered to vote or to get in that request for an absentee ballot or even just find where your polling location is, all of that information is at voteohio.gov. That's the official Ohio Secretary of State voting website, voteohio.gov. And of course, you can always call our hotline, which is 877-SOS-OHIO, 877-SOS-OHIO, and the friendly folks there will answer your questions and make sure that you're good to go.
Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for coming on the show and spending some time with us and breaking down this this new initiative. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks, sir. Take care.
All right. One more time, thank you to Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. We are out of here. We'll see you next time. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the FCB Podcast Network, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbpodcasts.com.